how it wants to do. And this is some words that Jesus is saying to his disciples just before he is crucified. The disciples don't really get him. They don't really understand. And sometimes we can have the attitude, oh, if only Jesus was here, life would be so much better. Or wouldn't it be wonderful if Jesus was here? And this is what Jesus says. Now, I'm going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, where are you going? Because I've said these things, you're filled with grief, but I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. It is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor, which is the word that Jesus uses for the Holy Spirit in John's Gospel, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because of the prince of the world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, that's the Holy Spirit again, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said that the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. So Jesus is saying that actually it's better for him, better for us, that he leaves the world. When Jesus walked the earth, the presence of God was concentrated on one man in one place. When he left, it meant that he could pour the Spirit out, who would be present everywhere, available to us. And it was as though Jesus was with us, and he would take Jesus and make him known to us where we are. So wherever the Holy Spirit comes, he comes to reveal and to bring Jesus to us. And just as I was thinking about this tonight, one of the images that I've been using a lot in preaching over the last years, this image of darkness that has covered the earth for a long time. It's like it's nighttime. And Jesus comes and he says, I am the light of the world. And suddenly there is a little bit of light that comes in the midst of this darkness. And it is as though dawn is just beginning to emerge on earth. And yet the sun is still behind the horizon. The light of the sun that is about to come up is radiating off the atmosphere and the light, and suddenly it isn't dark anymore. But the sun is just below the horizon. And I think that's the time that we live in just now. It's like it's not dark as it once was, but it's not light as it will be. And there will come a time when the sun rises above the horizon and everything that is darkness will be driven away. Everything will be brought into the light. But just now, it's like this dawn is here. And if we go up the mountain, as it were, we can actually see the sun and we can bring everything into the light. If we live down in the town, as it were, in between the dark alleyways, we can still live in the darkness. And the Holy Spirit, Alan was singing it just earlier on, the Holy Spirit, the image of the light coming is Revelation 21, where heaven crashes down onto earth. This is the picture of what is to come, and light will be there. There will be no more night. There will be no more darkness. Everything will be brought into the light. And so as we welcome the Holy Spirit this evening, we're welcoming heaven and light coming to us. And I just think this evening there's an invitation. The Holy Spirit brings many, many things. We could look at all kinds of different things. But as we remember that first coming of the Spirit in Acts 2, and we're celebrating that, And we're remembering that he is with us, and he comes, and he increasingly comes to bring light. We can come this evening and receive from him, and receive light, receive straightening out of our tangled lives. We can receive healing. We can receive freedom where we are trapped. We can receive light that brings things into the proper order, into the proper way. We can receive an infilling of the Spirit, a refreshing, a touch that energizes us. We can receive something of the character of Jesus into our lives. We can receive all of those things this evening. But it's particularly felt that there was something about bringing things into the light. Bringing things up that top of the mountain, as it were. Things that maybe are in darkness, that we bring into the light, and the Holy Spirit takes from us and brings freedom to us. So why don't we stand? The band are just going to sing a lot of songs and lead us in worship. And we'll pray for one another a bit later on. But just now, if you feel able or comfortable to, why don't we just lift our hands before the Lord? We're just going to wait on him for the next 45 minutes, maybe a bit longer. If you feel able to, just lift your hands. It's a sign of just receiving something from the Father, the Spirit who is given to us, who brings Jesus to us, who is Jesus to us, who brings light and life and healing and brings the presence of God. Holy Spirit. Lord, there are images that we see in Scripture of the Spirit being poured out like a waterfall. And Lord, we just choose this evening to stand under that waterfall of life and light. And your touch. So we just say, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Just imagine that waterfall just pouring over you. Just drink deep. Come, Holy Spirit. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Good and pleasant it is.